The AI transforming text into images. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Sometimes innovative ideas can be hard to visualize, especially when you don't have an image in front of you. Take this description, a 300-foot-tall metal construction with latticework girders. Not too exciting, right? But that's the original text explaining the design of the Eiffel Tower. Like a sketch of the soaring tower, imagery can help get ideas off the page and into reality. Now, there's a machine learning program to help. It's called DALL-E, and it renders images using text prompts.
DALL-E has been especially valuable and important in its ability to help people be more creative.
Joanne Jang is the product manager for DALL-E, owned and operated by research company OpenAI.
It can visualize the concepts in your head, help you see things from a different perspective, and offer you interpretations and details that you may have never thought of before.
So how does it work? Well, OpenAI compiled a database of more than 600 million licensed images and captions. Then programmers trained the model on the relationship between the text and the visuals. Jang explained that programming DALL-E was similar to teaching a child with flashcards.
If you show the child multiple different images of people doing yoga and tell them this is yoga, at some point, they'll learn that yoga might involve certain poses, a yoga mat. In the same way, if you show them multiple different images of giraffes in various contexts, they'll learn that giraffes have long necks, maybe a spotted pattern.
Jang says the model can blend images together based on text commands.
DALL-E learns these concepts and then how these concepts can relate to each other so that now you can ask it for a photo of a giraffe doing yoga.
But when AI can create images that look like real photos, what's to stop people from misuse, producing deepfakes, or creating violent, racist content? OpenAI omits images of celebrities, violent, and sexually explicit content from the database to prevent that. But bias can still creep into the model. For example, OpenAI researchers discovered that images generated using the term CEO brought up mostly white, cisgender men. They've since updated the system to make it more likely for results to include women and people of color. It's also why, Jang says, the company relies on feedback from users.
They have been very helpful in terms of helping us understand where the model falls short so that we can actually, in future training, we can improve the model by teaching it these concepts and filling the gaps in knowledge.
Giraffes doing yoga is a more playful example, but DALL-E is also used by software engineers to design logos, digital artists at magazines like Cosmopolitan to produce cover art, and people like Zach Katz, a musician and Safe Streets activist. He uses the model to produce renderings of safer streets.
Because renders are so powerful in showing people what's possible, I think it'll sort of act as a force multiplier for Safe Streets activism.
Katz runs the Twitter account Better Streets AI. His more than 20,000 followers suggest new kinds of streets for the model to render. Instead of car-centric boulevards with few pedestrian and bike paths, Katz has the creative freedom to transform them by adding bike lanes, gardens, or pedestrian pavilions. He says it's an affordable and accessible way to offer a visualization of safer streets.
I would like hire artists to do it, but that would cost hundreds of dollars.
Now Katz can produce these renderings at roughly 13 cents each and publish them on his Twitter feed. So far, he's done more than 60 using DALL-E 2, which is the latest version of the model. OpenAI is rolling out the program to paid subscribers gradually and working through a wait list, so it might be a while before just anyone can use it. And now for some related links. The folks over at DALL-E invited us to submit our own text prompts for the model, and we did. So head over to marketplacetech.org to see Dolly's interpretation of a potato playing banjo, which is both frightening and maybe a little endearing. It's all a matter of taste, I guess. We also got a cat in a Christmas parade holding a lizard in its mouth. You kind of just have to see it. Meanwhile, TechCrunch has a story on some of the other companies who have used Dolly's tech, including one not-so-techie client, Heinz, the ketchup company. It used Dolly for a recent ad campaign, asking people to submit their own prompts based on ketchup. Think ketchup meets the Renaissance. OpenAI isn't the only company in the text-to-image generation space. Google has its own version called Imagen, which relies on chunks of text rather than images for its database. Because of the ethical concerns of how this technology could be used, Google hasn't provided the code or a public demo for Imagen yet. We'll link to Google's research and the homepage where you can view some of the renderings Imagen has produced. OpenAI has publicly accessible research on DALL-E 2, including a blog post on their methods for managing bias in the model, which it updated in July. Technology magazine IEEE Spectrum has a piece on how the bias ends up showing up in some of the image outputs from DALL-E, like the term journalist only prompting male results, which is clearly inaccurate, plus other irregularities, like the model having difficulty inserting actual text into images or producing pictures with warped faces. It means that, at least for now, some art is best left to humans. Sasha Fernandez produced this segment. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.